Welcome back to another episode of Creating Magic. I'm Danny.
And I'm Paula.
And today...
Just kidding.
You are good. Well, we usually introduce you, but you are someone who does not need any introduction. One of my favorite people who hosts one of my favorite events. We are here with Jennifer, who is the... master of all things literary ink.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Yes. Trying to introduce myself. So sorry, y'all.
You're good. We just go with the flow here.
Exactly.
Same. That's almost what I do every day at work. Just run with it.
Why don't you kind of introduce yourself? Give us a little background on you.
Okay. As they introduced, my name is Jennifer Edge. I have been tattooing for around 15 years. I own Mainline Tattoo in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We started our book-themed tattoo convention in 2018. We had the second show in 2019. And then 2 weeks before the show in 2020, we got shut down because of COVID. We waited 3 years to come back, and our first show was last year, March 2023. It was... everything I'd hoped it'd be when it came back. Felt like a brand new show at our heart. We are a tattoo convention. What I mean by book themed is we do all sorts of stuff that involve like curating some of the tattoo contests to be book themed. And then we also have, I can't wait this year. I'm going to go ahead and drop it. We're having a 30-foot kind of installation. Imagine like a library and The Last of Us merging. There's going to be books and moths and all sorts of stuff. So if you're in cosplay, you're going to be able to come and get photos there. We're going to have a tarot card reader lined up right beside. And I've got another friend of mine who's coming to do professional photos. Yeah, I put on this crazy book-themed convention and folks like you two come to it.
Yes, I can't wait. It'll be my first time, so I'm like super excited. I had major FOMO last year, so
we hope to knock your socks off. And this year,
I'm sure you will.
I hope so. We've got so many fun things happening. I'm very excited. We just announced this last week, and it's like the biggest news drop I think I'm going to have this year. Number one, we have amazing tattoo artists from all over the world coming to this thing, as well as vendors. But we have Aaron Mankey of Lore coming this year, and he's going to be doing a live show for anyone who has a ticket Friday night.
I'm very excited for that.
I am too. I got to meet him in 2019. Me and my tat bestie, Brandy Patterson, went to a live Lore show in Atlanta, and we got the meet and greet. And at the end of it, I walked over. And it's funny because I'm always check with folks because, you know, I have to tattoo. And so touching them, I said, because we were about to get our photo. I was like, it's okay to touch you. And he goes, thanks for asking. Yes. And I said, okay. I said, we'll do it. And he goes, do you want me to do the Keanu Reeves? And I said, what do you mean? And so me and my friend were there, and he's like, you know, where he goes behind ladies and you just see his hands. And I was like, oh my God. Yes. I would love that. So yeah, I've got this really amazing photo of us getting a picture with him. She always says, I don't know what to do with my hands. And like her hands are all crazy. And I'm doing like this nice little like major look. And at the end of that, I said, so how do I talk you into coming to a book themed tattoo convention in Chattanooga, Tennessee? And he goes, book themed tattoo convention. They have those. I said, we have one. And so started writing him and was asking for 2020, but he was, you know, he wasn't touring at that time. And then he took some time off, and I think this is kind of his first, I don't know if it's his first big outing back out. I know he's done like another Comic-Con in New York. But I'm so excited, y'all. Like he is a master of telling stories, and I'm a huge fan. So I was like, this is for me more than for anyone else.
Sometimes that's what you have to do. I've been to one live podcast show, and I didn't realize how much fun those could be.
Oh my gosh, they're crazy. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You have no idea what might get lit on stage. It's awesome. Podcaster, I got to see Stephen King one time, and that was probably the highlight of I've also gotten to see Carol Burnett. I'm very lucky. I'm a big concert goer and you know, fan of comedy and writers. So those two opportunities were huge. I used to watch Carol Burnett with my nanny growing up, and Stephen King is hands down my number one. Like his books to me are just amazing. I can't watch horror, but I can read him. And when I was I'd kind of read books on and off. I loved reading as a kid. For the most part, I was dyslexic. So when I finally got past the point of being able to, you know, read that book and not be confused, my best friend in high school was like, "Hey, I've got this book I want you to read. It's over, I think, 1,000 pages, but don't worry, after you get past the first 300, it goes really fast." And I was like, "I'm just now reading books that have 300 pages." Like, okay. But she was right. And that started my love for Stephen King.
Yeah. Well, Paula is a recent convert to reading. She is now a Kindle girly.
I'm a Kindle girly, and I'm like, just, I don't know, flying through books.
I understand that. I'm more of an Audible fan these days. I generally will listen if, like, my clients kind of like, if they bring their headphones, I'll pop mine in. Or if, like, I'm certain tattoos, if it's like super detailed, I'm like, so I need to concentrate. And it's almost like I go into the OR, you know, okay, I pop in my earbuds. I've either got on like podcast about death and murder, or I've got a book about death and murder. And so
just the thought of you like death and murder fan. It's just like,
in the end,
the fact that you're like listening to podcasts and books about death and murder while you're like stabbing someone with a needle.
I don't know what you're talking about. They are paying me for this procedure.
Yeah.
It's a chosen stabbing.
It is. Rumor has it you're getting a tattoo soon, huh?
Yeah, so I actually just got an alert from the airline being like 5 weeks. So I was like, oh.
That's going to be so much fun. We've got a lot planned. Oh, so yeah, May the, I don't know when this is coming out, but May the 4th be with you. Mainline always does a Star Wars day, and it'll either, we're shifting to the first Saturday of every month. So it'll either be May the 4th, Revenge of the 5th, or This Is the May. So next year it'll be This Is the May, because it won't land on our days. But we do a themed tattoo day. And I've got some of the vendors from Literary Ink will be there. And we've got a couple of other things. Some of our folks from the farmers market will also be there. Huge draw. They make all these amazing things. The ladies are amazing. And then some of us are actually booking out that day, and then some of us will be taking walk up. So, and I just found out from the chef that she's doing some fun Star Wars themed chef treats. Yep, there'll be baggies of goodies. There'll be good baggies.
If I get my Obi-Annie down by that, maybe I'll bring my lightsaber.
Oh, heck yes. I can't wait. We'll actually have some time to hang instead of just like two ships in the hallways of Literary. Yes. That's when your brain just kind of expands, and I'm myself at that event, but at the same time, like, there's a different headspace of being everywhere all at once.
Yeah. So this will release before then. If people were interested in booking for May the 4th, where would they find that information?
MainlineTattoo.com. And also some of our artists, like, we're going to have a lot of walk-ups, like three or four of us are doing flash tattoos that day. So you can just show up. Anil is booking. Seth is booking. I have a couple of spots for booking as well, but I may have flash available as well.
Awesome. Yeah, well, we're bringing a crew. We're going to have a fun little crew.
I know. How many people are coming? I didn't know. Like, it became a party. You told me it was becoming a party. Actually, you didn't tell me it was becoming a party, but then you're like, hey, it's a party. And I'm like, whoa. So I want to make sure that we do some hot spots, tell y'all where to go, what to do. You need to hit up the Chattanooga Zoo, the Tennessee Aquarium.
I've hit up a few of the people that are driving distance. So I think right now it's 5 or 6 total.
Holy moly. You're bringing like a team.
She doesn't do things alone anymore. She's just like,
I was tempted by an Airbnb.
And all of a sudden it's like, what?
I was tempted by an Airbnb that looked like a lot of fun and was only 26 minutes away from Chattanooga.
Yep, I've been there. It's awesome. It is a lot of fun. It's probably a little bit more than 26 minutes, but that's okay.
The internet told me it was 26 minutes, but we're okay with that.
The internet lied.
Lies.
I was probably also looking at like 3 a.m. with the zero traffic.
Exactly.
Yes. You're probably more like 30 to 35-ish.
That's still nothing.
It's a beautiful drive. Beautiful drive out there. My best friend actually lives out in that area.
Yeah. No, we are excited to come. We will be having a lot of fun with a relatively low key group of book nerds.
I love it. I love it. I think that's awesome.
It's randomly become like the introvert crew.
You know, yeah, I think some of the best folks are introverted, especially when you get a chance to get to know them because they don't open up often. And when they do, it's like a present at Christmas.
Yes, it's going to be fun. And almost all of them are coming. I think all but one are coming to Lit Inc. then.
Woo!
Yeah, so I think the
I'm
one.
Dancing, y'all. I'm dancing.
Yeah. Oh, the one that isn't coming on family vacation, so there's no choice, but they can't. Yeah. But they're very bummed about it.
It's wild. I've actually had a couple people reach out who've been to every show, and something like that's happened. Like, one person's actually going overseas, and she's like, this was a hard decision. And I was like, can I go with you? Just kidding. Don't tell Katie I said that. But yeah, I get it. You know, you get those groups of folks and you get to go do things with, which I think is amazing because I get to see a lot of those folks come through and you see these teams of people who have, you know, badges that are similar or just, you just know they're together and they're there just to have fun. And that's amazing. And, you know, I mean, heck, how we got you started off at a real, just a convention. And I'm like, come see what happens with the tattoo folks.
I'm all about it. And then we're good friends with some of your vendors and yes. Some of your tattoo artists and or vendors.
Yes.
Stina's both.
Yeah, Stina's both, yeah.
For real though, that woman is all over the place. Amazing human. Super amazing human.
We love Stina and Stina's pin. We have a love-hate relationship with Stina's pins because we love them, but we need less pins in our life.
She does create a lot. She came last year and did a seminar at the show and unleashed so much knowledge, stuff that most people would hold on to. It was just like, this is who I use for my pens. This is who I use for this. This is who I use for this. And I was just sitting there going, oh my gosh, she's just like dropping diamonds. Mm-hmm. So lots of knowledge. Like I said, really great human. You know, one of my favorite tattoo wizards.
What are some of the things that you're really excited for this year at Lit Inc.?
Erin Mankey, 100%. That's huge. But I can give you kind of a rundown. So we have a lot of things that happen during the show and the show is always crazy. And I really enjoy the after parties because kind of like while you're coming up in May, I don't get a chance to meet a lot of folks during the show. I'm like, just, you know, zooming around. But Thursday night after we kind of check in a lot of the tattoo artists and vendors from 6 to 10. If you have a ticket, you can come. We're doing a pre-lit pizza party at Mellow Mushroom downtown. So we have the whole restaurant. Very excited about it. We've got a VIP room for Book Dragons and sponsors and tattoo wizards and vendors. And then we'll open that up because it's got a karaoke room in it. We're going to open that up after the first couple of hours to everybody. But to start off, because I want to have a couple things special for the Book Dragons. Book Dragon folks are, we have 19 tickets for the Book Dragons, but they get all the extra swag and they get into the pre-lit and then the after parties and all that good stuff. Friday night is Erin Mankey. We're going to be getting a lore experience. Saturday, we've got stuff that we're doing at the Moxie. I'm very excited about that. I've also got a magician coming around. So there's going to be a couple like wild little things happening while we're hanging out. I know that they're going to be doing like a theme as well, book theme drinks and like a setup. And then Sunday night, I mean, this is probably easily number two just because it ended last year and it was so awesome. We had a book theme drag show at the Big Chill. That was wild. Umbridge came out and was sewing papers. It was wild. And I heard that this year Umbridge actually has donned a new wig and will be coming out as the mother of dragons. So I cannot wait. Yeah. I was nice. Like, oh my gosh.
I missed so that cool. Last year, but
why? Yeah, you left early, didn't you?
The airport I was flying out of only flies in and out certain days.
Oh, that's right.
So this year I'm not flying out of there because I'm staying through because Jeff was like raving. He's like, y'all cannot leave early.
Awesome. It was so awesome. And it was my birthday. So it was almost kind of like, you know, they did this for me. No, I'm just totally kidding. I was
it for you. It's well deserved.
I was really excited. I love the Big Chill. I used to do karaoke there when I was younger. when Jessica and I first started dating, that was like every Tuesday night we were going to go out and do karaoke. And so it's one of my favorite hotspots, and awesome drinks, amazing food. Like their whole freaking menu is like a top chef did it. Anything that comes out, it's just delicious and just gay owned. So, you know, we want to make sure, you know, we got our family covered, and just they take such great care of us, and all the drag queens that we work with, just it's an amazing evening. I can't wait to see what phase two would be, because when we walked in last year, it was full. It was full from the deck to the other deck, and like people in between and standing. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. It was insane. So yeah, what Jeff said was true. It was insane.
Paula, since you have not been yet, what are you looking forward to based on things that you have heard or seen?
I'm just, you know, I love to be with the people. I'm not an introvert. I am very much a people person. When you said karaoke, I was like, yeah.
I'm excited for some more epic karaoke photos.
Epic karaoke. Yes. I can't sing at all, but I think that that's like the whole point.
I can't either, but we'll see what happens.
Exactly. You never know. A couple drinks, you might be okay. At least for me. But I'm just excited to be around people and to like experience everything that Danny came back. She still talks about it. Lit Ink is like her every fourth word. So I'm like,
that's
mine, so is awesome, the F word, but Danny is like, oh, Lit Ink this, Lit Ink that. She's very like lit. So I'm like, you know, she posted while she was there last year. I was 100% sitting at home, like FOMO, big time FOMO. So I'm just excited.
I'm so happy to hear that. I think that's awesome. You know, this event, I don't know, it's just so wild. I feel like I always kind of looked for a community and a family, and without realizing, like I was just doing a venture. I was like, what would it be like to have a tattoo convention? That's the next step, right? And it's turned into so much more. It is full of love. It is full of acceptance. People who have met on the internet, and not just now talking, because I'm like, oh, this is tattoo artists, but this is also folks. This is our magic makers. These are everyday attendees. They've met on the internet. They've talked for years, and they're seeing each other at this show. I still sometimes, it's just so big, and it's just so wild. And I'm so grateful that the folks who are showing up have, because it makes it what it is. That's what it is. That's the beat, the heartbeat of the show is everyone who attends.
I'm like, that's one of the things, like, I love a convention, don't get me wrong, I'm all about a convention, but this one just has a different vibe, and it's like the people that make me want to go back. Yes, I'm still going to do the convention thing, but it's the people and just the vibe that you have created in this place that does make it feel welcoming. And even if you're solo and just like meeting new people, like I went not knowing, not being close to anyone that was going. So I was nervous because I was like, I kind of know some of these people, but I'm going to show up and I'm not going to know what to do. And now like, and you have graciously agreed to be in the chaos of our group chat.
I love it.
I know. I couldn't believe that. I was like,
no, this is awesome.
I was like, I need to double check if you're serious before I add you. Like,
are you for sure you want to be in here? It's insanity.
Yeah, but that gives me an insider's look. If there's something that somebody requests or says, and I'm kind of like, wait, we can make that happen. Mm-hmm. I want to. Last year we have I call them the Literary Ink Twins. They're amazing humans. And we were talking, we Seth and I were interviewing them, and I always ask, like I'll ask some of my friends at the end of it, was there anything you really loved? And was there a place that we have an opportunity to make better? And on like Saturday, one of them was like, there's this food, but there's no place to sit. Within 35 minutes, I had tables out. I mean, it's just that simple. If it's something I can do, like I want to make that happen. We've talked about like a quiet space this year. There may be a moment where I'm kind of like, we've got a couple panel rooms, and I've been trying to debate on setting them up to be like from this time to this time, it's just quiet space. That was something I'd never thought about, because, you know, talking about being an introvert, as you can see, I'm an extrovert. I'm all over the place. I come home and I feel like I'm introverted, but having those quiet spaces, I never thought about that before. And I was like, oh, okay, I think we can kind of work that in, and trying to figure those things out, because I feel like what folks are looking for at these cons are to be heard. You know, like, how can we make a better, I call attendees magic makers, but how can we make a better attendee/magic maker experience? What is it that you're looking for that's fun, that's going to keep you here after your tattoo? Because that's a whole new area for me that I'm growing in. These panel rooms and bringing in authors and podcasters, that's been a big thing for me. We've got a couple authors we're going to be announcing soon. One of them has written for Star Wars. What? I know. Crazy. Yeah. Wait, did I drop that on here? Oh, just kidding.
Outside of the convention, since many people do travel, what do you recommend people to do in Chattanooga? Like, I didn't realize how much I would like Chattanooga.
I love, I was born and raised here and probably will never leave. Number one, if you're a hiker, there's like 10 trillion hikes you can take, or you can go see stuff. If you're a foodie, which I will probably closer to the show be dropping, here's my favorite food experiences. I'm totally going to say that our aquarium is better than so. I mean, it is one of the best aquariums I've ever been in. And the butterfly room is amazing. Our zoo is also awesome. We have the Chattanooga Zoo coming on Sunday. They're going to be bringing a couple animals. Yeah. Oh, did I drop that on here too?
You, I don't know. Wow. Maybe that was just you and I talking.
She's dropping everything today.
Dropping all the things. For anyone that has talked to me about going to a convention or has gone to a convention with me, they know I always add a buffer day just to go to an aquarium. Always.
You know, Jessica and I, that's my wife. When we started traveling, we started hitting up museums, the zoos, and the aquariums. And it has been like, for seeing a city, I think it's such a unique take. Cause you get to see kind of how, you know, that's expressed, like, the penguins lead into the butterfly room, which is totally wild at our aquarium. But like, you know, you have this from cold to super warm, and it's just, it's an amazing thing to see. And you actually get to stand around and sometimes they land on you, and those experiences are awesome. That's part of Chattanooga. I think they're great. I think that's like a great way to check out what the city has to offer. I think, yeah, those things, like I said, I'll be hitting up restaurants. If you're a hiker, you're going to love it. If you like to just lay low, I've got some great bar scenes.
I'm all about an aquarium and a planetarium. Those are like my top two things I look for in an area.
Like the ocean and space.
And everything in between.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I have a lot of fandoms. But you represent them all, and you have some amazing vendors. You actually announced one of my favorite artists this week that I'm very excited for, Brent Woodside.
Yes. Yes. Very, very interesting.
One of his prints is on my wall.
Oh, that's what, yeah, I noticed you said, and I'm losing another paycheck to this one. I love just having vendors at the show that aren't tattoo artists. We have a lot of tattoo artists that also bring things, but we wanted to seek out, like, the couple times I was able to go to Leakey, there are a few vendors that have come from there, which has been awesome. You know, one of the first things after, like, the show was just, because we have that green room that I'm not supposed to talk about, and some of our vendors were like, hey, thanks for letting us back here. We didn't get this at some of the other places. And I was like, oh my gosh. You know, just kind of getting folks in there and doing things different for them too.
I advise everybody to go buy your ticket now.
Yes.
And join us in chatting.
What she said.
Join us.
Come experience the magic in Chattanooga, Tennessee, July 12th through 14th.
I'm going to just clip that and just play it randomly.
You should.
That's going to be my social media post, is you just stating that.
Get your tickets at literary.co. Oh, y'all, we're about to drop a commercial. I can't wait. It's going to be on Instagram and Facebook. I'm dressed up like Willy Wonka. Foofy Julia is dressed up like Bilbo. Brittany's dressed up like a TIE fighter. My wife is in the scene with a stormtrooper helmet. We have Brittany's son is an Oompa Loompa. We shot it in the Chattanooga Library. Shout out to them. Thank y'all so much for opening up for us on a Sunday. It was wild.
I can't wait.
I can't either.
That sounds amazing.
I saw it the other day and I was just like, Bo has outdone himself.
this just sounds amazing. And so since you guys are all dressing up in all those things.
Yes.
Cosplay welcome at Lit Inc.
Yes, definitely. We actually have cosplay contests. They normally happen on Saturday. That's another reason why we're doing that 30-foot theatrical wall. I wanted to make sure that, you know, I know that there's going to be so many different, this is going to be like a set. It was something I thought about last year, because we have a couple different things that we've always had where you could take, you know, a photo with the stag, or we had the motorcycle the 1 year. So this kind of gives cosplayers an opportunity to really kind of dig into having something cool behind them and get like a really fun photo from the con, but it's a little interactive. When I first talked to this gentleman, doing it, I was kind of like, you know, my only idea was like if you walked up to Alice in Wonderland's tea set up, and he's like, oh, okay. Well, I found out later, y'all, I'm like tripping, because I had no idea. He's decorated the White House for Christmas. So it's wild to see his interpretation. He owns a coffee shop in town, and I tattoo him, and he's an amazing fella. And it was just wild. Like he's got like four businesses that are happening, and just big shout out to Brandon. Cannot wait to see what he's done. I mean, we were planning on doing something, and then I was like, wait, don't you do this? And he goes, I want to do this. And I was like, I'm hands off. Well, let me know what you need. He sent me a couple photos of his ideas, and I was like, oh my God, like it really, like there was a chair made out of books. I don't even know, y'all. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just waiting to see myself.
I'm very excited. Now I have to start thinking about cosplay.
Exactly.
I know, right? Are you like, I'm waiting for somebody to come in as like a librarian. Like, you know, a whole set of like, I've got the books or something, a rolling behind. I don't know. We've had some amazing cosplay over the years, and folks that are super serious about it. We've had a few different friends who come and help judge, which is awesome. Cause that's still something I'm learning. But you know, I think I almost missed the boat. And then I was like, you know, because there for a minute, I was like, I'm not going to dress up. I'm too old for it. And then I was like, no, I'm really not. Like,
we can recommend an entire panel that we hosted about how anyone can cosplay.
Exactly.
For real, though. I think it just took me getting over the hump. And when I put on my Willy Wonka outfit, I was like, this is sweet.
I can't wait to see it. I love Willy Wonka. I'm excited.
Hold on. I think I've got the hat. Near me. I do. Here we go. I'm ready.
That's amazing.
I love it. I love it.
Me in purple.
Me.
Velvet.
Yeah, I think the book dress may be getting an upgrade.
Oh, can't wait.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Making wow, I think we have to do a high fade day. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Sarah J thing to become. Like, I really think we're going to see a lot of those tattoos this year and next year. I think that's what's kind of coming down the thing. Oh, the other thing, super cool. Saturday, we have the last, you know, we have Tattoo of the Day, and we have themed tattoo contest. Aaron Mankey's judging the lore one.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. That's actually really cool. So I love that.
I know, right? When we talked about him coming, I was talking to his agents, and they had sent back, they're like, Aaron jokingly said he'd come and help judge the lore contest. And I was like, oh my God. So we added one.
There are no jokes here.
Yeah, he's in. That was serious. I'm taking it as a for sure thing. So I had a chance to talk to him, and I'm really stoked. He's going to be doing autographs and taking photos and stuff. And he'll be there Friday and Saturday. He won't be there Sunday, but he'll be there Friday and Saturday.
My mom is not a podcast listener, and I was listening to some of his. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so down my mom's alley. And I'm like, you're gonna start listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like the OG. That was the first podcast I ever listened to, and I got caught up with him, and then started moving on to other things, because, you know, once you get caught up, because I came to podcasts not late, but later than most folks.
It's a journey once you start.
Yes, down the rabbit hole. I mean, you find so many people that you dig, and you have that opportunity to kind of, you know, I do love true crime. So that's been something. The Killer Destination ladies were there last year. I love Kathy with a C and Kathy with a K. Shout out. They were trying to make it this year, and I'm sad that they won't be there. I'm hoping to get them back again soon, though. But found them by trying to find a new podcast on a Hulu series I saw. And there were like three. And the first one I listened to, I was like, this is awful. And I think I went to the next one. I was like, this is just as bad. And then I ended up hearing them. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're making fun of, they're not supposed to. It was so good. So, you know, having that sense of humor in that area, you know, it's a whole thing.
I'm excited. I'm so, I don't know what else to say. I'm just like so excited for it. And we're going to bring some creating magic flair. We have recruited our friends that are coming and we're going to trade bracelets.
Friendship bracelets. I know. I think that's so fun. That was part of that group chat. I was like, I hope I get one. This is so cool.
You'll get more awesome. Than one.
Okay, cool.
You'll get some. We actually attended a crafting party this weekend and started making some.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I have a strand that's like, I don't know, 20 feet long where I just have to like break them up and
So
I have a machine.
I can't remember. Do y'all live close together?
We're about an hour and a half away from each other.
Okay. And the rest of y'all's group, how spread out is that?
Oh, we have, let's see.
Kentucky.
New York.
California,
Arkansas, everywhere.
Yeah, I was about to say, and all of these started because y'all found each other at conventions, right?
And some of the people in that group we have not met in person yet.
Yeah,
but you're going to this year. Wow! Yeah. So y'all, that's so awesome.
And we're still working on some people. We have some people that are like borderline, and we know that
they're on the fence. More nudging. We're here, like here. Let me boost you up.
We're right there.
Did you tell them we had karaoke and pizza?
That's a good selling point. Pizza's a good selling point.
I mean,
pizza's
real.
Always a good selling point.
If you're me, karaoke's going to make me run the other direction.
Not but other supposed people. To be filming. You're supposed to be filming. That's all good.
I will take all the content for the karaoke.
There you go.
I will not get up there.
We got you. So. We'll get her up there. Shh, don't tell her.
No. That's
like,
one way
my
for
words.
Me to disappear.
What? It's like magic.
Not even if we sing like the Goofy movie song.
I mean, I love that song.
Oh, you see?
But I'm not getting up there.
Jennifer.
See you. Movie. I'm going to have to listen to that song because I have no clue.
It's like her favorite movie. I think that's the way to get her up there, though.
They played it at the LeakyCon ball last year, and like nobody knew what it was except for like my friend Emily and I, and everyone was like, why are you two going insane? We're like, it's a Goofy movie. I watched that movie more than I should admit to.
I feel that way about Twilight.
Paul is not the one to mention Twilight, too.
It's okay, Paul. I still win.
It's okay. I watched it, like, recently. So
for the first time.
As an adult.
Wow, okay. Oh,
yeah. I was like, my God, this is a walking red flag. Like,
you know, I agree. But it's so funny because he sparkles. It was weird because Twilight came out the same time that True Blood came out, or around the same time.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Jessica, and I was like, True Blood is for adults, Twilight is for children. Or, you know, tweens, teens.
Tweens. I was now, like, not children.
High school, college. I read it in college. I was in college because I have very vivid memories of driving in the worst storm I can imagine to get Stephanie Meyer's autograph.
Oh wow, well that's a cool story though.
Yeah, my first two books are autographed.
Stormy night.
But like I specifically remember us being terrified driving back to our college campus being like, are we gonna make it?
Even if we don't, they can bury us with our books.
Pretty much.
But I do respect people that love it, but I judge them slightly. I'm just like, what?
You're totally
but right. I was also, again, I was an adult when I watched it, so I didn't have that same, like...
I was an adult when I read it. Like, you know, I'm 47, straight up. So,
oh, me
but
too!
For me, a lot of the stuff is the background. I draw all the time. So when I'm home, we either have a TV show that Jessica's watching and I'm kind of halfway tuned into, or if I'm home alone and want something in the background, Twilight, Lord of the Rings, you know, my go-tos, all those pieces. Way old stuff, 80s, love it. Goonies, oh my God, Be Still My Beating Heart. We were talking at work the other day because, you know, the new Beetlejuice movie's coming out.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. And after seeing the title, I'm like, please tell me there's going to be a three. Please tell me there's going to be a three. Because, I mean, you know, you got one and then Beetlejuice. Like, come on.
You can't just stop there.
I hope he doesn't. From the actual preview, I haven't been to a midnight movie in forever. And if they still do those or the pre-whatever the night before.
The midnight movies tend to start at like 7 p.m. now. So it's
because that's awesome. Yeah. So that may actually happen because like at 9:38, I turn into a pumpkin.
Yeah. So you're set.
That sounds delicious. I love pumpkin.
No, there you go.
Have you read the ACOTAR books?
So I read the first one, started the second one, and love what's going on, but at the same time, the lead character's so whiny. So I've had a little bit of a little bit of a hard time being kind of like, you are so whiny.
Okay, you've got I have a question. It has no spoilers to it, but since you are an artist, do you think Feyre is a good artist?
I don't know. Some of the books that we know and love so much, do you think some of those crests were done well? Because I don't.
There's this like fan theory, and we talk about it all the time about how Feyre is actually like a horrible artist, but nobody will tell her. So when I read it now, all I think is like people walking in and seeing her art, and it's like stick figures.
Oh, that's awful.
See, now that's all you're going to think about as you continue these books.
I think you should keep listening because she describes more of her art throughout the books.
Sometimes, you know, it's almost like you want to phone a friend for some of these bits. Cause I'll see tattoos on TV shows and I'm kind of like, no, no, like they didn't know what they were doing there. So I assume it's kind of the same thing when it's like, you know, a writer writes, not all of them are artiste. But at the same time, like, yeah, you never can tell.
So funny. So I do need you to finish the series though. No pressure, but.
No pressure. Isn't like the series, like all three series now. I'm waiting to see her sign up with HBO or Showtime and do the same thing that everybody else is doing. And then even maybe like, cool, we're going to have the end movies in the theater. Like there's so many things that's happening with TV right now. You know, they're bringing back Snow. I don't know when that's supposed to start, right? Jon Snow, they're doing a series. Yes, Snow. Yep.
Yes.
Very excited about that. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan.
Ring of Power season 2 is about to get going.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So stoked about that too. The first one had its moments. There were some times that I giggled out loud. They had such beautiful moments too. Like I love how you're seeing her character develop into what she becomes. And so great. But yeah, there's so much, a lot of the good writers are in TV right now and they're able to create that 8-hour movie we're looking for. I mean, how much has that shifted? Because, you know, back in the 80s, which in my opinion is some of the best movies that ever came out, you had, I'm not kidding. You had like, you know, this, it was still new because they were kind of gearing them out, but you still only got like 5 really great movies in a year. And, you know, a lot of that's grown. Like, I love the Matrix movies. I can watch those over and over again. But I'm a huge Keanu Reeves fan. When I was actually talking to Aaron about coming to the show, I was like, so full circle moment, I got to meet Keanu Reeves. That was awesome. He didn't do the thing, but, you know, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, I think long-form television is doing very well right now.
Yes. I think it's the wave because everybody's pissed off at, you know, we've had Marvel movies for so long and I've loved all these superhero movies, but it's almost like I use this analogy all the time. And I feel like Marvel did that, which is a spoon of peanut butter on a loaf of bread. You know, spreading that one spoon of peanut butter on a loaf of bread is not going to give you a good sandwich. Or if you're stretching yourself too thin, that's always my main excuse is that's
all
me.
Those movies. And then they come out with Kamala Khan, which is an amazing series.
I haven't heard of that one.
Oh my, I love it. It's definitely aimed at like more like high school age because she was in Miss Marvel.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. Her series on Disney Plus is one of my favorites. And like, it is definitely like geared younger just because she is a high school student.
Yes.
I love it. And that I'm was hoping we get a season two.
I was about to say, that was what came out before the movie, right? That was how you got introduced to her character. So I haven't done that one yet. I did go and see the Marvels in theater, and it was awesome. I really thought it was great.
I loved it. I did not get to see it in theaters, but I did love it.
It was funny. It was my best friend's son and my wife, and we walked in and nobody was in the theater. And I was like, hey, Isaiah, I just wanted to let you know that I went ahead and rented the theater just for us. About 20 minutes after the credits, two people walked in. I was like, oh, I'll let them come in. We're good. Thanks.
Empty movie theater is the dream.
It really is. We've been threatening renting a theater for Mainline for Wicked. It's one of Julia's favorites and Katie's favorites. And Jessica and I went to see it in Atlanta this year, and it was amazing. And I cannot wait for the movie, just like everybody else. But I know that they've had a love for it for like years, whereas I've just kind of come to it in the last year.
I was a theater kid when it came out. So
I would have never believed that.
I am backstage theater.
Oh, I caught
we
that
also never would
ago.
Never believe that.
No, I totally believe that.
I like my set design and lighting design.
All the content that you need for karaoke night. I heard you. I see you.
I can give you your lights. I can design you some lights. I can paint you some sets. Don't ask me to go on stage. Unless I'm dressed in all black and moving props.
You better be careful, or literally ain't 2025. You're going to be up here a couple weeks early. So this is what I was thinking for the set design.
Oh, I love set design. I'm not going to lie. I love it. I miss it sometimes because I can't just paint and form like that regularly.
It's so wild. I think that's kind of what led me to start thinking about utilizing it at the show. Because a lot of the folks that do come to this are theater kids. Or book nerds. I think that's so awesome. Like, I feel like we really have the just readers and folks who enjoy art and who are looking for that sunshine. You know, it's a weekend of sunshine. I tell everybody, it's like, forget about all your worries for just a minute. Let's just kind of concentrate on all the love and joy we can get from this and use that to carry us over till next year.
It's going to be so good. So, more technical questions.
Yes,
people
I'm ready.
People that want to book a tattoo.
Yes, you're going to love this. Stina is actually getting ready to do something. So the first hour that we're open on Friday, we'll be talking about that. But I can give you an answer. We have a lot of artists that are going to be booking. So stay tuned to the artists that you're wanting to book with, their Instagram, or look at their .com. See how they want to book. Reach out. Hey, are you booking? I'd love to book for the show. Reach out to the artist that's attending. We have so many people that are bringing up for grabs, want to do's, things that they've got already designed. And there are going to be a lot of artists also there. They're going to be able to design for you. Just, you know, oh my gosh, I've walked around. You're the one. Do you have time for me this weekend? And if they don't, I know there'll be another person who does. You know, it's some folks have never gotten tattooed, and I'm starting to see that we're getting a lot of people coming to this show who've never been tattooed, and that's awesome. I'm like I said, I'm trying to create extra things and fun things that are happening throughout the day. Did you see the 8-foot tall jellyfish last year? Because that was also one of my favorites. Yes. That's so wild. She'll be around again this year, and she's doing a couple other things as well. I always feel like the show is almost like if Barnum and Bailey's had like a tattoo convention, like that's the vibe of Literary Ink, or at least I'm shooting for that. It's crazy. But if there's any questions, I'm normally always the one answering all the DMs on the Literary Ink IG. So feel free to reach out. Hey, how do I book with somebody? And I'm going to tell you the exact same thing. Look for the artists that you're, you know, that if they're booking like Marta Poison, her and Lalo are coming to Mainline, and they're going to be there like a week and a half before the show, and they're staying a week after. So they're booking at the shop and they're booking at the show. And amazing humans. Oh my gosh, got to meet them last year. Okay, so I've been a fan of hers for like years. I would just send all these messages. Your work's amazing. Oh my gosh, have you heard about this book theme tattoo convention? I know you like this. And this the right before this past, you know, the first show we had in 2023, I walked in one day, and Katie's our front of house manager. She's like, you're not going to believe this. And I was like, what? And she goes, Marta applied. And I said, excuse me. And I immediately messaged her, and I was like, Like it was just a fangirl moment of, oh my God, and I want to get tattooed by you, and I've been waiting, and please don't find me weird. And it was awesome. I picked him up. They came to the shop. I went and got him from the hotel and spent as much time with her and Layla that I could. She tattooed. It's kind of a thing for my grandmother. She used to love bird watching, and I'm same. And Cardinals and Blue Jays always kind of stood out to me. And I didn't know it at the time, but she had done this tattoo. And then she made this post, and I had no idea, but it said, in nature, the bluebird and the cardinal are enemies. So when you see them together, it's kind of like a symbol of peace and harmony. And I was like, be still my beating heart. Like, you know, this was for my grandmother, but at the same time, that vibe was really, really awesome. And I felt like, you know, we hadn't had the show in 4 years. It was 2020 that was supposed to happen, but it didn't. And then we didn't come back till 2023. And there was so much, oh my gosh, is it going to be okay? Is this going to be right? Is it going to feel the same way it did before? Well, I mean, it's not going to feel the same way because, you know, Mainline turned over. We'd had one crew that was there at the second year. And then, you know, tattoo artists, sometimes they disperse, they move, and you get new pokes in. And so this past year, minus me, Katie, and Anil, Brittany, Seth, and Julia were all, and Morgan, were all brand new to the show. Now, Morgan has been in town, and I've known her for 11 years, but she got trained, you know, at Mainline. And then Brittany and Julia had both kind of, Literary Ink was what made the studio get noticed from them. And then Seth, he actually knew about the studio, and he's like, oh, wait, those are the Literary Ink folks. And so having all of those folks and Katie and Anil who'd been there before, you know, all of our friends who volunteer, my wife, and I mean, literally my best friends were going down artist aisles and vendor aisles. Hey, do you need a water? Do you need anything? But it was just, the first show was magic. The second show was overwhelming because it was, you know, it was at that point starting to pick up speed, and not having the third show was really hard. But last year's show was almost like, it was magic, but it was intended magic. There was so much love behind it. But then it was also like, hey, I have thought out the volunteer schedule. Hey, this needs to happen. You need to have list in play to make sure that this is happening over here. And then, you know, some of the anxiety, because I mean, it's a big thing to put on a convention like this. And what if you don't do well? Some of that anxiety was just weighing down on me. And I see a therapist once a month. She's amazing. I literally just go to check in. But like, it was a couple months before the show, and I was like, I feel the anxiety of this show on my chest. And she said, have you done everything you can? And I said, well, yeah, I've got after parties, and I've got this, and I've got this green room, and I've done this thing, and I've done this thing. And she goes, have you done your best? And I said, yes. And she goes, then why are you worrying? And that shifted everything. That day I went back to work and I was fine. And everybody was even like, what's wrong? And I'm like,
what's wrong? Okay. Nothing.
And then when I saw the show executed, one of my favorite moments. So I talk about my team a lot. My team is almost, I mean, it's the closest. It's just so family oriented. And everybody showed up, and they showed up amazingly. Julia was on stage. She had three different outfits. She did great. Seth was doing the podcast. Morgan was handling what I would call IT for tattoo artists. Brittany was at the front of house table. Anil was doing what Anil does. Shh, can't tell nobody. You know, Katie was running things that I wasn't running. And then all of our spouses were also there. And then on Sunday morning, so it was my birthday. We're supposed to all get a photo together. And my wife's like, you got to be down here at this time. You got to be down here at this time. I'm like, yeah, but I've got this other thing. And she's like, no, you have to be down here at this time. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're doing something. So I walk into this side room and there's a TV. And I'm like, oh shit. They have recorded me doing all sorts of weird things. Like straight up, I thought this was going to be like a blooper reel. And they turn on the TV and there's Fred and George Weasley. And I got birthday wishes from both of them. And I was just sitting there going, wow, y'all. Cause I mean, that was a big deal. You know, the Harry Potter series has meant a lot to me. I'm not going to talk about how I feel about She Who Must Not Be Named, because that's also something that hurts my heart. This book series made people feel like they were welcomed. And some of the things that, you know, she said has made a part of my community not feel welcomed. And that's been a very hard thing to accept. And, you know, I still love the magic of what it is, but like I have issues with the rider, which I think a lot of people do. So that's, you know, that's my stand. I literally, I've been calling her she, him, it's not me name for a while. And it just makes me sad because, like, you know, it's almost like the gay community is okay, but the trans community isn't. And that was just, to me, I don't think you should, you know, just be accepting of people. People are people, folks are folks. I do my best to make sure I get everybody's pronouns correctly, but you'll always hear me, hey, everybody, hey, folks, because I don't want anybody to feel left out. We're in a time right now of just some, I don't want to say utter chaos, but there's a lot of like just pain in the world. And I was looking at Gary V's Instagram the other day, and it said, hate will not destroy hate. Only love at scale can do that. And I was just like, that's it. That's it right there. Sorry, I'll get off my soapbox now.
No, you're okay. Okay. That's one of the, like, and I've known you about a year now. And mm-hmm. One of my favorite things about you is that you are a cultivator of people who are just like lights in this world. Like, you find people that just shine and you bring that all into one space with Lit Ink. And I think that's one of the biggest parts of how you can just walk in there. And I try to explain it to people. I'm like, this feels different than just any other convention you go to. And it's because of the type of people you bring into that space, because everybody is welcome.
Yes. And we're very aware. We do our best. Like when we're looking for tattoo artists and vendors to come, we look at Instagram accounts. We look at Facebooks. We want to see how they're talking to folks. There have been a couple times that I have actually refunded artists to be like, hey, we saw this thing. Here's your money back. And that's, you're not welcome. You know, this is the end. I think that people need to be like I said earlier, you know, we want people to have a good time. We want people to feel welcome. We want people to feel loved. If you're a jerk, you'll get asked to leave at the show. it's just, I don't have tolerance for that anymore. Like, you know, what he said's true. Hate is not going to destroy hate. Love at scale will. So you put love into it. If the love is like pushed back, there's the door.
So with that, everyone go buy your Lit Ink tickets. Come hang out with us.
Unless you're a jerk, then stay home.
Yeah.
That's it.
Jerks need not apply.
For real. No, really, it is an amazing time. And talking about the people that attend, I think everybody's looking for a place where they feel welcome. I think some people don't have family or don't have, you know, close friends. And I feel like this is the space that some of those people who may not feel as comfortable can feel comfortable in. And like, you know, if you are scared to attend the first time, if you don't quite know, if you don't even want to get a tattoo, there is something about walking around in that room. The first year that we had the show, we only had 75 artists. We have 250 now. And that's kind of where I'm hoping to cap it. I want to, you know, keep it a smaller convention. But I've just not ever felt like I call it an artistic high. There was just your heart smiling at the biggest, you know, rate it could. It's just different. And I think a lot of folks who are coming to this also are looking for that. I mean, nobody wants to be made to feel stupid or you know, like griped at because of what they're wearing. If you're wearing something crazy and outlandish, we are your team. Come on. You will fit in here. I'll probably give you a pin. I think people are looking for love, and we just need a lot more love in this world. And so a lot of things that have kind of rolled down the road from a few years ago, I was like, the good people need to get gooder. You know,
like, I love that.
You know, I've always told my apprentices to try harder. I tell myself every day to try harder. I think that you can. I think you can be more than what I think sometimes you even think. You have to be your cheerleader first, and hopefully you'll find those other people that are like, yeah, you can do that. Do it. But, you know, knowing your heart that you can do it too, that's what kind of gets you there.
I don't even know how to follow up with that.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Buy your tickets now.
If you don't have a tattoo, don't worry. Last year when Jennifer reached out to me, the first thing I said was, am I allowed to come if I don't have tattoos?
And I said, yes. Bring your shenanigans, girl. You bring them.
You also said we can change that.
And we're changing that in May.
A year later, but there's no rush to get your tattoo.
I think a lot of people are really enjoying the book tattoos. I think that's actually something that people don't even it's been a movement. And, you know, there's themes of tattoos that come down. Watercolor came out, you know, tribal came out, neo-traditional came out, abstracts come out. And it's funny because, like, with book themed tattoos, they're getting them in every style. So, like, that is it in itself a thing. I love it. I freaking love it. That's why we're book themed. I just think it's amazing.
Well, as a book lover, I'm all for a book theme.
True. It's been awesome being on the show this evening. I appreciate y'all asking.
Before you run away, why don't you
let us... How did you know I was about to run?
We can tell.
We can tell.
We've gotten really good at this.
Oh my God. Gross. 5 years later, we finally figured out what we're doing.
For y'all. I'm still working on it. Most of this stuff, I go in with a wing and a prayer. I'm not kidding. What are we doing this year? I don't know. Let's be a library.
It's the story of our lives. Why don't you let us know where we can find you, Literary Ink, and your podcast? Let's shout that out too.
Perfect. We can totally do that. So you can find me at mainlinetattoo.com. You can also find us on Instagram at Jennifer Edge, at Mainline Tattoo, or at Literary Ink. You can get tickets and find out what's happening in the artists attending Literary Ink by going to literaryink.co. And the podcast. So yes, this is going to be awesome. And this year we're hoping to get a few attendees as well as some other artists. You can find us at the Tattoo Confidential podcast on Instagram. And that's me and Seth Jordan. We get together and we interview folks this year. And you can also find us on YouTube now. I've been recording. So if you want to see our faces and what we look like, you can check it out. But you can also see our faces on Instagram. I mean, I show them all the time. I'm like a photo shoot. I'm awful. I'm like, you want to do a photo shoot? You want to do a photo shoot? Can we dress up? You want to do a photo shoot? Last year, our Star Wars shoot was insane. We got to do it at Slick's, which is the restaurant next door to us. So it felt like we were kind of in a bar scene. And it was grand. Those photos are also online because we're having May the 4th be with you.
All right, Paula, where can we find you?
You can find me at Unpenceivable on Instagram, TikTok, Twitch. And that's my fandom account. It slowly became a bookstagram. I don't even know what happened.
A bookstagram?
That's God. It's
Paula has eras. Her Instagram.
I have eras. I went through a Pedro era. I'm still there. It's just that right now I'm not watching TV because I'm reading. So now I only do like reels about books. One series in particular.
Hey, you know, whatever your favorite is, go for it.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Listen, nobody's paying me to post on Instagram. I'm just going to post whatever.
Mm-hmm. You should. That should be everybody's Instagram account.
It's just be more fun that way.
Yeah.
It's me. So hi, I'm the problem. It's me. And then obviously you can find me on Creating Magic podcast. I'm the co-host with Danny.
Danny, where can we find you?
You can find me at Mandrakes and Mischief on Instagram and then Creating Magic podcast on all the other things. We do now have a fable because we may be starting a book club in the future. Once we finish ACOTAR, we're planning to have an actual book club for people to join for Throne of Glass.
Yes. I think that sounds snazzy.
We also have a Pinterest now, so come follow us on all the things. And until next time,
keep creating.
Oh,
we both did it. Look at us.
You get it.
Now, if you change your mind, I'm going to bed. For either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed or expelled.